This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Don't you just love this time of the year? And I'm not just talking about the Raya goodies and the awesome spread at Auntie Khatija's house, but everything that comes with Raya and its build-up. The tranquility of Ramadan, the coming together as a community to share the iftar experience with our Muslim brothers and sisters, the Ramadan bazaar hunts every other evening, and of course, the Balik Kampung rush. What's not to love about this time of the year? It's definitely one of my favourite parts about being Malaysian. And another very unique Raya experience Malaysia has to offer is, of course, the mad bargains and sales at our shopping malls. Malls in the country go on a deco hyperdrive come Raya. It sort of feels like an unofficial competition. But what goes into creating these elaborate themed campaigns to help Malaysians usher in the festive spirit of Raya? And does it really make more people visit your mall and spend their hard-earned money? Well, you're about to find out right now on Resource Centre.
I'm Hui Tin from Sunway Malls. I'm in charge of marketing. So I'm the director of marketing there. So my job, in a nutshell, I look at marketing.
So Hui Tin here walks and talks marketing. She breathes marketing. She's been with Sunway Malls for more than 10 years and has worked on countless themed and festive campaigns for not just Sunway Pyramid, but other malls under the Sunway Group, like Sunway Velocity, Sunway Putra, Sunway Giza, and the list goes on. She's also really into jungle tracking and work-life integration, but we'll save that for another show. For now, we ask her just what goes into designing some of the most memorable and impactful Raya campaigns Kuala Lumpur has seen and keeping an edge over Sunway's competitors.
In a shopping mall, it's a lot about experience. It's a lot about the curation of experience for customers, because primarily people come to a shopping mall is to escape their daily lives. Even for 2 hours, for 3 hours, they go in there, they enjoy the aircon, they look at things, they spend time with their friends, and they do a lot of things in a shopping mall. So with that, when we look at our role as marketeers, we don't see ourselves as selling. We see ourselves as creating experiences, because you come to a shopping mall, you don't come for a single purpose. That is why it's very important that we look at what you experience there. So festive being such an important aspect of a Malaysian, we are very blessed. We have multiple festives in a year.
Yeah.
So when we look at festive, we are like, hey, this is such a Malaysian thing. It's not restricted to only one ethnicity. We look at it as we are a very Malaysian mall. So whenever we think of how we look at the festive, we curate it in such a way that it's multi-generational and also across the Malaysian communities. So when we brainstorm, it's actually a very fun experience, because we bring the most junior to the most senior staff in the company. So we all come together, yes, and we brainstorm together as a really huge team. And we have a lot of fun, is because there are teams that, you know, some of the younger generation would like, but, you know, we will try to manage it so that it's really across multi-generational. So with that kind of diversity, when we look at the brainstorming, we can come up with a lot of different themes. And that's why it's really very exciting to be part of a shopping mall. You actually get to have a lot of fun.
Okay, for those that have not discovered the Sunway festive experience, maybe you can give us some examples of some of the radical campaigns you've done or events or other things that you've done to market Sunway malls during the festive season.
In the past years, for Hari Raya, we've done quite a number. I mean, Sunway Pyramid itself is already about 21 years old already. So you can imagine we've gone through 21 Rayas. Times that with the number of malls that we have, that's really a lot of themes that we've gone through. But what we realized that is very key to every festive is really the Raya elements. The key things about Raya must be present in every year's decor, because that's what people are looking for. They want to engage again with, you know, the Raya elements, be it, you know, the Kampung house. I think that's a very common theme that you see across shopping malls, and it's done in different forms. Mm. But that still appeals a lot, you know, the traditional aspect. A lot of us are still in that transitional generation where the older folks are around, the younger ones are just, you know, coming around. But everyone wants to experience Balik Kampung. Everyone wants to feel that they are part of a community during Raya and they can celebrate. So the themes that we've chosen every year is always around this kind of values that we look at. So if you come to Raya this year, for us this year, the theme is Bunga Bunga Raya. So, you know, it's a play of words because it's about flowers. And, you know, if you go to homes during Raya, you see a lot of flowers. Mm. It actually adds a lot of, you know, like vibrancy to the home, makes you feel more welcoming. So we use this as a play of words. But at the same time, different flowers have different meanings. They have the meaning of harmony. They have the meaning of purity, togetherness. So we use these different flowers and it's across Sunway malls. So we brought it up with Raya elements, of course. And when you come in, it's really an experience itself. People like to take photos, you know, with the Insta story thing and all that. So you can actually take photos with the decor. You can engage in a journey across the concourse, different sensorial experience. You can even, you know, like right now we have a blooming Bunga Raya, where if you play, you know, you wave your hand about, the flowers actually bloom.
Wow. Okay.
So these are things that we put in. Every year it'll be different, but at the same time, there's also a take-home value. Mm. So we'll give you a memory. If you come in here, you take a photo, you bring that memory back with you. So these are all little things that we do. At the same time, we don't really look at just that. It's also about rewarding the customers you spend here. You know, we give you a redemption, a little gift from us. So these are things that every year during festive, we will actually look into this aspect.
How significant is the increase in traffic or footfall during the festive periods?
Okay, so last year at this point in time, we had a new government in place. So, and that was also the, you know,
tax break.
Yes, exactly.
The tax holiday.
Correct. Yeah. So there was a very euphoric spending during that quarter. So coincidentally, Raya this year overlaps, the pre-festive season overlaps. But what we have noticed is that that in the first quarter of this year, we've experienced about a 20% increase in traffic. 20% is actually, we were very, wow, this, a lot of people are coming to the malls.
Is that attributed to like Chinese New Year and, you know, the start of the year with parents, you know, shopping for school and things like that?
Shopping for school actually happens in Q4, the year before.
Okay.
So Q1 will be mostly Chinese New Year. But because Chinese New Year falls in February this year, so we still have, you know, the post-Chinese New Year period to look at. So that's usually the drop in traffic. But overall, in the first Q, we saw about 20% increase year on year. And then in terms of spending, we experienced a very good increase of 11%.
Wow.
So that's actually very good to see, you know, the consumers are still spending. But what was interesting is that we saw directly, you know, during the riot, because we actually monitor the traffic in the concourse itself, we saw an 18% increase in terms of year on year. So if you're going to ask me how we know, we actually, we're not tracking, but we can actually, we have a heat map that we can see, you know, the number of people right. that's at the concourse.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how do you try to entice different market segments? I mean, malls have, you know, your regulars, the ones that come at least, you know, twice a month, every week. But what about those who have lapsed? People who don't live near Sunway in order to, you know, visit Sunway Pyramid. You know, how do you reach out to these different segments during this festive period?
Okay, when we curate the experience, we don't just look at a single market, and you rightly say so. Those who lapse are also very important to us. And if they've not been coming to Sunway, we normally will look at why. Why? We monitor every month whether there's a drop in this from this catchment or whether there's an increase from this catchment. So what happened? What has caused that difference? And we will also look at the psychographics of the catchment that we have basically, you know, lapsed or have dropped coming for a period of time. So these are the ones where we also will look, when we look at the psychographics, we build that into the experience. And of course, how do we reach out to these people? We look at a very holistic communication plan. And that is where we use, depending if it's a really strong catchment that is young, so then again, it would be mobile first, it would be very digital driven. But for festive, it's a very unique period in time where it's multi-generational. So we actually also look at the more traditional mediums also. So we will try and reach out to them via the mediums that they are comfortable with. So we will we will build in, you know, a hook, you know, what will appeal to them to come in here. But generally during festive, it's a lot about their needs to actually fulfill their shopping needs, whether is it for their dining, you know, like spending time together. So this will be the key aspects that we reach out.
When we come back, we talk about the elaborate decor, the battle for mall goers, and everything else Raya shopping with Lu Hui Tin from Sunway Malls. Stay tuned to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Resource Centre. I'm Audrey Raj. Lu Hui Tin, Director of Marketing at Sunway Malls, is with me today, and we're talking about designing the ultimate Raya shopping experience. How do you get your visitors in? I remember back in the day when you'd have to wait for Raya or Christmas for awesome deals or discounts. But it feels like there's constantly a promotion everywhere today. Every mall has a promotion. Every online e-commerce site has a promotion. So if they're wanting to fulfill their Raya needs, they have so many options. How do you differentiate yourself and entice patrons to visit Sunway and not others?
Okay. Now, if you look at the content of a mall is very much like what we say a media, because why people would choose to come to a shopping mall is also about the content inside the mall. So again, it's the curation of content. We look at the merchandising mix. We look at the experience. Now, if you look at the merchandising mix here, looking at the profile of the customers that we have, we try and give them their first ever experience. So you, if we looked at what our customers want, we'll try and bring them that. So for example, we have the first ever Hai Di Lao, you know, that really created a craze online. Then we had Tiger Sugar. These are first ever. Even JD Sports opened their first shop with us. So we try and bring something different, and it becomes a destination for people to come to the mall because it's something different. And it actually gives them what they want. But when they are here, it is reinforced also by a good you know, experience that they get, you know, coming here, hopefully, is easy. We used to have the complaints that, oh, it's so jammed to come to Sunway Pyramid. Mm. It's always, you know, the perceived traffic jam. But we work very closely with our e-hailing partners. And Grab is one of our really, really strong partner who helps us and actually elevated a lot of the traffic issues that we have. So these are the things that we look at to improve their experiences. So we differentiate on the basis of content and experience.
So Sunway Pyramid has its main concourse and other sub-concourses as well. Mm. How do you pick which vendors to feature at these areas? You know, what do you look for in creating the right experience or a unique experience for your patrons?
Right. So if you look at the concourses that we have, most of the events or most of the partners that we have, they are very much the only experience that you're going to get. So we work with a lot of global international partners and we give the curation of, you know, the if you want to experience this, then it would you will have to come to this particular mall. So, for example, the first ever PJ Mask is going to happen in Sunway Pyramid. So it's going to happen this school holiday. Mm-hmm. So you don't get it anywhere else, but you get it only here in this mall. So during this period in time. So we drive people to come here because it's going to be the only one experience that you're going to have. So these are the things that we looked at. But that's not the only aspect. We also look at being a very Malaysian mall. So we have different curation. We will try and look at, oh, what means, you know, like, what is important to our consumers? Again, back to their psychographics, based on what they like, what are their interests. So we'll partner brands that actually appeal to them. So then we'll bring those over. And at the same time, it's not just about the aspect or commercial aspects, but it's also about inclusivity. We look at including everyone across the Malaysian community. So recently, our Sunway Putra Mall introduced, you know, the autism-friendly mall. So we even look at that aspect because there is really a great, you know, like this is a really growing concern among families. And but there is no proper facilities or support given from the commercial sector. So that's where malls come in. We try and be inclusive. We think about the community. So it's community first, people first when we design and when we choose who are our partners for the concourse.
Let's talk about the decor. Mm. You know, I mean, it begins from right on that stretch in front of Sunway Pyramid. Mm. You start to notice the ridiculous an extravagant decor. What kind of attention goes into curating the decor for Pyramid, not only on the outside, but on the inside in your multiple concourses?
Right. So for Sunway, Sunway builds cities. So when you see the extravagant street lightings that you've just described, that is actually the effort of the entire Sunway City Resort itself. So it's actually a collaboration between the hotel, the theme park, so the consumer-fronting business units of Sunway will come together and that will be brainstorm and will come up with the different themes, so for different festive. But the theme also really runs true in the malls itself, in the hotels and the theme park. So we would run different decors, but it's all along similar theme. And the decor is not just restricted to the concourse. When people come to a mall, it's about the holistic experience. So we actually decorate from the entrance point until, you know, all the common corridors, even, you know.
Even the car park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to greet our customers. So it may be a simple sign or maybe a simple decor, but we want to create that festive mood. And even up to the music itself, we will pick up, you know, like if it's Raya, we'll play Raya music. If it's all, you know, at least 1 month before Raya, because if you are a shopper, you tend to shop before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to make the, you know, get the best deal and all that. So you're already here 1 month earlier and you will shop. So that's why we want to create that experience. It's about five senses. You see it when you come in, you hear it when you walk, you actually be able to experience it, you know, like feel touch. So that is, we think about all that. Even in the escalator, it's a lot about sensorial experience. If you park in a car park in the upper floors, as you take the escalator into the mall, you will actually experience a lot of greenery and you can hear birds chirping, you can hear water sound. So these are all built in to give a more experiential, you know, journey for our shoppers. So decor it's not just at the concourse.
So that's the other thing, you know, the thought process that goes into managing this well thought out and curated experience. You know, how far in advance do you have to work on something like this? You talk about this major brainstorming session, you're like do you do it for like the whole year ahead? You know, how does that work?
Well, at this point in time, we are already doing Christmas and Chinese New Year for next year. Yes, it is actually at least about 9 months ahead of schedule.
Also, there's more to, well, the Raya festivities and the Christmas festivities than just the decor. Most of the time, there's a digital campaign to back up the customer festive experience in the mall. Talk to us about your digital efforts in promoting Raya at Sunway.
All right. So Raya, early on I mentioned, it's very much a multi-generational celebration. So we would look at all the different generations and what are their interests and how are they getting information. Are they going to the newspaper or are they looking at the TV or are they looking at YouTube or are they looking at, you know, all the different social media? So if we look at the profile of the customers that we are targeting, we try and build an entire holistic media plan that actually caters for each one of them. So that way, we will be able to communicate to them effectively. So it's a lot about understanding where are their interests. So when we look at the media plan, it's actually very interesting is because we look at Facebook, for example, and you find that today, a lot of the grandparents and the parents are on Facebook.
But not the kids.
Yes, but not the kids. So where are they going? So then we realize that the kids are also buying clothes for themselves. So they are on other social media. So that's where we also will reach out to them. So prior to developing this, it's very much the entire team will be sitting down, you know, with each other. And then they'll be debating, they'll be discussing, you know, like, where are you on? And, you know, how all this comes about. So, yep, that's how we look at our digital plan.
Okay. So many malls today are leveraging on Raya to promote their cashless experience. It's the thing now. You know, everyone has their own e-wallet. Is Sunway working on something similar this Raya too?
We had a recent cashless revolution conference, which we did with all our retailers earlier in March this year. And it's not specifically for a festive season. We embrace cashless as an alternative form of payment from a mall perspective and from a retailer's perspective and also from a consumer's perspective. It's about, you know, the convenience of paying. It doesn't matter which mode are you using as long as it's convenient to the consumer, and it's also convenient for the retailer to actually receive the payment. So that is why when we looked at it, we saw the growing trend of going cashless, and it's also something that the government is also driving. So that's why we were embracing it a lot earlier. We are encouraging our retailers to take this up, and we brought together several of the cashless operators with our retailers so that they can have, you know, like, better understanding. So there were a lot of one-to-one sessions that went on earlier this part of the year. And we actually commenced that since then. We didn't look at Raya per se itself. We are trying to encourage it, you know, as a permanent mode of payment so that basically, you don't just spend with cashless during Raya. You will spend it all year round as long as you're spending.
And just before we go, Hui Tin, in your opinion and, you know, from Sunway Mall's perspective, what makes a great festival or holiday marketing campaign? What is the end game? What is the end product you hope to achieve?
We want our customers to have a very good experience when they come to the malls. It's not just about shopping, but it's a lot more about your experience here. It could be this visit, be it a visit, a real shopping visit, or it could be for other reasons. But we want you to walk away with a smile on your face and thinking that you would come back here again. So how we curate that again, every time, it is going to be a different journey for our shopper.
I've been speaking with Lu Hui Tin, Director of Marketing at Sunway Malls. Now, if you miss any part of this show, fret not. The podcast should be available on our website, bfm.my, and the BFM app any minute now. And you can also find us on Spotify if you prefer listening to your podcast on the music streaming app. And speaking of music, the tunes you heard during the show today are courtesy of Replugged Music. Go check them out on YouTube. They're quite cool. And also Alar Yahama, Fazida Jonet. On behalf of the Enterprise team, Jeff, Arv, Rich, Chris, Frida, our intern Prashant, and our friends at Sunway Malls, selamat menyambut Hari Raya Aidilfitri. Maaf zahir dan batin, and be safe when you're on the roads this week, gang. This is Audrey Raj. You've been listening to Resource Center. Have an awesome Raya, everyone. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.